This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Discussion on governance, policy and programs will start at both houses of federal parliament from today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda claims to have made remarkable progress in every sector. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat pledges to promote Nepali industries in upcoming budget, and Sudan Army and Rapid Support Forces sign 7-day ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Both the houses of the federal parliament will hold discussions on government's policy and program for the fiscal year 2080-81 from today. The federal parliament secretariat has informed that discussions will be held at 11 a.m. today at House of Representatives and at 1 p.m. at National Assembly. President Ramchandra Paudal had presented the policy and programs for the fiscal year 2080-81 on Friday. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said significant achievements have been made in all sectors, including education and health, following the adoption of the Federal Democratic Republic. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said laborers and grassroots level people have been prioritized in the government's policies and programs presented in the parliament on Friday. Prime Minister Dahal stated that the incumbent government is committed to increasing production and creating jobs, taking initiatives on all subjects related to good governance. The head of the government mentioned that the continuous dialogues were being held among top political leaders to institutionalize and safeguard the achievements gained so far. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal expressed the determination to work to protect national unity and bring required changes to the country. Inaugurating the half marathon organized in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the government was currently determined to ensure good governance through changes. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Gajasrestha has said working for the cause of social justice and social transformation by dismantling corruption nexus and greed for commissions is the need for the hour in the country. Addressing the annual General Assembly of Press Centre Nepal Bagmati Province in Dhulikhel yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha said that the twin tasks of social and economic transformations could be expedited only after controlling corruption. The Deputy Prime Minister said that corruption control and establishment of good governance should be made at prerequisite for prosperity. Meanwhile, the District Police Office Kathmandu has prepared to submit the investigation report to the District Government Attorney Office today. The police has prepared the report after almost 2 months of preparation. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat has held a discussion with Finance Committee under the House of Representatives regarding the latest state of economy and indicators yesterday. On the occasion, Finance Minister Mahat shared that priority would be given to promote Nepali industries in upcoming budget. During the discussion, lawmakers inquired about current situation of economy. Responding to queries of lawmakers, Minister Dr. Mahat laid emphasis on the need of increasing production within the country, stating that main challenges surface in implementation of development projects and planning. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat mentioned that a trend of demanding resources after 9 months of fiscal year has been discouraged. Nepal Chamber of Commerce has laid emphasis on practical implementation of policies and programs of the government presented for the next fiscal year. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Chamber expressed a belief that the policies and programs should be result-oriented at a time when country's economy is at risk. The industrialists have also drawn the government's attention to address the issues incorporated in the policies and programs through budget. The statement further reads that it is necessary to bring upcoming budget, maintaining economic stability as the policies and programs have not been able to adequately cover the recent economic crisis and contraction in investment. MCC Deputy Vice President for Europe, Asia and Pacific and Latin America, Jonathan Brooks, called on Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Narayan Gajasrestha, yesterday. As per the updates from the Home Ministry, the duo discussed the matters related to the overall status of the implementation of the project being run by the MCC under the Millennium Challenge Account Nepal Development Committee. After the meeting, Home Secretary Dinesh Patwai said during the meeting, Deputy Vice President Brooks for coordination from Home Ministry for compensation, distribution and land acquisition for the MCC project implementation. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said attacks have been targeted to the political achievements made through people's struggles. Addressing a program organized by the Press Center Nepal in Dhulikhel yesterday, Minister Sharma said pointing to wrongdoing of some individuals in the system, collided attacks are being made to the whole system of republic. See, for the minister, rather, for the institutionalized democratic republic, ensuring inclusiveness is the major responsibility of the government. Minister Sharma also asked all to be cautious with the people who instigate to retrogression, discarding the achievements made so far. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has left for Geneva, Switzerland to attend the 76th World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the World Health Organization, WHO. Minister Basnet is leading a six-member delegation, including additional Health Secretary Dr. Vikas Depkota. The assembly to be held from the 21st of May to the 30th of May will determine the WHO policies ahead whilst also reviewing and approving the proposed program budget. During the visit, Minister Basnet is also scheduled to meet with donors and related agencies from various countries working to support Nepal's health sector. On the occasion, Nepal will also contest for the post of regional director of the WHO. According to Minister Basnet, Dr. Shambhu Acharya will be nominated as a candidate representing Nepal for the post. Nepal is reportedly competing with Bangladesh for the regional position. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Warring factions in Sudan have agreed to a 7-day ceasefire following talks in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. According to Al Jazeera, the ceasefire agreement was signed late on Saturday. It will take effect 48 hours after, at 9:45 p.m. local time on Monday, the sponsors of the talks, the United States and Saudi Arabia, said in their joint statement. Numerous previous ceasefire agreements were violated. However, this agreement will be enforced by a U.S.-Saudi and international support. Supported rather monitoring mechanism, the statement said, without providing details. The agreement also calls for distributing humanitarian assistance, restoring essential services and withdrawing forces from hospitals and essential public facilities. The fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has plunged Sudan into chaos in recent days. Today is the final day of the G7 summit in Hiroshima of Japan, where leaders have agreed to more sanctions to stop the Russian war machine. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky made a last-minute arrival on Saturday. According to BBC, his visit comes as the U.S. has agreed to allow allies to provide their F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, greatly boosting Kyiv Air's capability. G7 leaders have already issued their summit communique in which they condemned Russia. The summit will close on Sunday with Zelensky, U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida expected to speak. The G7 comprises the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy and Japan, and 8 other nations have been invited this year. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Discussions on government's policies and programs will start at both houses of federal parliament from today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda claims to have made remarkable progress in every sector. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat pledges to promote Nepali industries in upcoming budget. And Sudan's army and rapid support forces signed 7-day ceasefire. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.